Shot on the turn. Oh, and Wyman! Wyman has found the corner of the net. It looked like the chance had been snuffed out, but it broke for him on the right side of the box. And right-footed, he hammered it. It may have taken a deflection. Begovic couldn't get his right hand to it. And Andy Wyman gets Villa's first goal of the new Premier League season. They lead at Stoke. Stoke City 0, Aston Villa 1.
For a striker like Andy Wyman to get off the mark on the opening day, very important. Looked initially like the chance had gone, but when he seized on it the second time, he made no mistake.
Well, Andy's I think he's got to add goals to his game for his work rate, and hopefully that's one of many. His work rate is never in doubt. I think he's got to add goals to his game to be right top player. I mean, he's only a young kid in terms of Premiership experience. So, but now's the time for him to step up.
Talk about young kids. There's been a real buzz amongst the fans about Jack Grealish pre-season. To be able to bring him on when you're hanging on to a lead and to say, well, you know, keep an eye on Phil Bardsley, make sure you do your defensive duties. Got an old head on young shoulders, hasn't he?
He's got a real chance if he keeps his feet in the ground and does the right things and doesn't get caught up into the world of stupidness of fancy cars and lots of money at an early age. If he keeps his feet in the ground, get a massive future in the game. I'd no worries about throwing him on, because I know he can handle it.
To be fair, with that new back four, if Brad Guzan's protected like that for the next few weeks, he's going to be delighted, isn't he?
Well, I thought the four of them, Hutton, Senderos, Vlad and Sissoko, were absolutely fantastic for us. Gave us a right solid base. And I thought the midfield three, work rate, endeavour, everything about it, and Gabby's pace, I thought was a threat the whole game.